everybody. Welcome back. This is Jasmine Campos, your host at Hello UX. And I just want to welcome everyone back. Hopefully you had an awesome break and you are ready to dive into the world of UX. And I have a surprise for you all. I would like to introduce to you our new co-host and team member, Angelina Garcia.
Hello, everyone. This is Angelina, and I'm so glad to be here for season 3.
Yay! Woohoo!
This is Hello UX, a user-focused podcast aimed to help those pivoting into UX.
We're here to empower designers and to help those transitioning to the UX field by providing education, resources, and a platform to talk about their experiences. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for our first episode of season 3. I am so glad that Angelina is jumping on board and is going to be our new team member. And I would like to begin this episode by briefly talking about how we met. Is that okay with you, Angelina?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Awesome. So Angelina and I met about a year ago. We both assisted a Power to Fly event. And they're really good about encouraging the participants to kind of start connecting with others that are joining their event. And I kind of received a little like, hey, I want to connect with you. And I was like, yay, I want to connect with you too. And so that's kind of how we started on our journey to getting to know each other, follow up by a virtual cafecito hour, I believe, that I sent an invite.
That's right, a little cafecito. It was a little late in the afternoon for me, but I still had my coffee.
Yes, you can never say no to coffee. Angelina, I know and I'm sure all our Hellodies are very excited about you coming on board, but I'm sure they also want to know more about your background and how you ended up in UX design. Would you like to share that with us?
Absolutely. So I actually went to school for graphic design. So Not too far off, but kind of different. I had those design fundamentals that everybody needs to do any kind of design or art, really. And then I found myself in the tech space as a QA analyst. And then that's how I started poking around with workflows and user journeys. And I was like, I like this. I can use my design degree. This is awesome. This is so much more fun because I get to see the changes live instead of waiting for them to be printed.
Right. And in beginning your own UX journey, you did not go you did the boot camp, but it was not one of these big known boot camps that you hear often about. Yours was a little bit more like a boutique boot camp, I believe.
Yeah, it was a little boutique. It's kind of growing now, but I was part of the first cohort that they did Ideate Labs, ideatelabs.co. And I was lucky enough to connect with one of the instructors, one of the leaders of the cohort through a Slack group.
Oh, okay.
And don't quote me, but I think it was Ladies Get Paid. I'm not sure. She was sending up design messages and I was like, oh, this is cool stuff, like really cool inspiration. And then I was like, hey, can we meet? Can we talk sometime? And she gave me a really good spiel. I was like, I like this girl. I like her energy. I liked everything that was going on with her. So I kind of made a snap decision. I was like, you know what? I've been researching this for a couple years. And for some reason, this feels right. So I did it. And I was so glad I did. It was such a great experience. It was such a personal one-on-one experience that I got with both the instructors that it was absolutely amazing. It was great for me.
Nice. And I know we've been talking about doing a follow-up. We've done reviews of boot camps before. And I know you and I want to do a follow-up later on in this season where we're going to take a view at those more not so well-known boot camps that are out there and are available for Hellodies if they don't want to go the usual route of these boot camps. Because honestly, I feel like the bigger they're known, they're a little bit more around the pricier end. Sometimes that doesn't work with a lot of people's budget or maybe even time frame, right? Because some of them you do have to be full time and immersive. And maybe people are looking for a little bit something that is more, what would be the word? A little bit more
specialized. No, that's not the right word. Probably a little bit more personal.
More personal. There you go.
Yeah. It's a little closer, a little more intimate, you know, it was all through Zoom. It wasn't in person. Mm-hmm. It was part time and But we were able to, since we were a smaller group, it was 8 to 10 of us.
Nice.
And so we were able to get a lot of one-on-one time, a lot of great group discussions that were amazing, that everyone had the opportunity to say something, especially during like our critiquing process, which probably know a lot of people are scared about critique, but it's one of my absolute favorite things because you get to step outside and look through somebody else's eyes at your work and see the things that they see, the things that you don't see.
So I
just love that. It was invaluable.
Yes. Nice. Nice. So yeah. So everyone just keep a lookout for that when we announce this, because this is going to be a YouTube video that we will be producing for later on in this season. So be excited for that. All right. And Angelina, in all this, what is it that you're hoping to bring to this podcast?
I hope to bring a different experience, because you mentioned PA, right?
Yes.
So I came from a smaller, like we said, a boutique kind of thing. And I also have the background from my degree of the fundamentals of design and kind of make those less boring for people because they're so important, but they don't have to be boring. So I hope to bring a little excitement and a little knowledge of my background, both in design and with when I was doing QA work, which I got to work with developers a lot and kind of see their, understand their needs, because eventually in with UX, we have to hand off our things to developers. So I kind of can bring that perspective as well as working hand in hand with many developers over the last couple of years.
Nice, nice. And I'm looking forward for your input on that. And also looking forward to this being a cool perspective coming from two Latinas in tech.
Awesome that we can get together and do this and represent.
All right. Hopefully we won't get, you know, over carried away with our...
con el la mojiganga, con el can.
There you go.
With the party. El can, and for, it's kind of like the party, the fun times all around.
Yes. And thank you so much for agreeing to be part of this team. I am so excited and I am so looking forward to everything that we're going to produce for the season.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I can't wait.
And with that, I would like to take a pause and have you all hear from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone, and we'll continue our conversation.
I would like our Helotis to get a glimpse of who is Angelina. Please tell us what you like to do in your free time. Any hobbies you have?
Well, I like reading. I like knitting. I'm pretty boring. I'm a 80-year-old grandma inside a 37-year-old person. Actually, I was about an 80-year-old lady when I was 16. So I like boring hobbies, but right now I really don't have
much. Well, I don't think they're boring.
Most people think they're boring. I think they're fun. So reading, baking, knitting, cross stitch. I'm so lame. But right now,
I'm impressed. That's who I don't know how to do. I'm very impressed. Yes, continue.
So right now, not much time for hobbies between renovations at home, as you know, and have been taking forever, but we're almost done. And a new puppy.
Oh, yeah. It's
a lot of new puppies, a lot of work, but I adore him. He's exciting. We're going on a lot of walks, even though it's kind of cold here in North Carolina where I am.
North Carolina.
It does get cold in North Carolina.
Right. But you're originally from
Rhode Island.
New York, right? Oh, Rhode Island. Okay.
Yeah, Rhode Island. Everybody always thinks Staten Island. I was born in the Bronx, but I grew up from 3 to 18 in Rhode Island. So for better or for worse, Rhode Island is home. PVD, love my peeps.
Nice.
But yeah, I moved down here to North Carolina to go to college and then I never left.
I lived in the Midwest for a while. I lived up in Iowa and then I don't do well with the cold. I was aching to get back to Texas. Yeah. And, you know, the sad part, though, is I get back to Texas and then come and find out that we're not ready for the cold at all. You know, the last big freeze we had here, it just turned our world upside down and we were just not ready for it. But anywho, of all these things that you do, right, I feel like we always learn things that we think are boring actually teach us new skills. Like crocheting, what do you feel crocheting has taught you? Are you able to transfer it over?
I think so. Patience is one thing. Okay. Learning that it's not going to be perfect the first time, and that's okay. Sometimes you need to undo the stitches and start all over again, and sometimes you're like, it's okay. This is my first try. I'll keep with the mistakes and learn as I go along. So that kind of thing. And I love reading, so always learning something new with reading, whether it's reading a nonfiction book and reading about somebody's life from a different perspective that you see the world, or reading a fiction book and getting lost in someone else's imagination.
Right. You know, I love reading too, but I just found that maybe within the past few years, I just don't have the time for it. And it's really sad. I actually have a pile of books that I've bought and I just haven't gotten to them because I feel like I cannot commit mentally to them. It's so weird.
No, I get it. It's been really hard for me to read physical books anymore. So I actually do audiobooks. You know, the 10, 15 minutes I'm in the car taking the dog to the vet or going to my sister's house, I listen to, you know, 15, 20 minutes. That's 40 minutes round trip. Or when I'm cleaning, I put my headphones on, or when my house is in a better shape, I have speakers. So I just play it through the speakers and listen to my book while I'm cleaning. So it's just like finding those little moments where you can listen to it. So that's why I've done audiobooks rather than, even though I love hardcover books. My first job was at a library, so I love hardcover books. But they are hard because you have to make dedicated time for it to sit and read. And I don't like things on my hands because I don't want to mess up the book. A lot of requirements in reading a book. So listening has helped a lot over the years. Probably over the last pre-pandemic, probably 2018, 2019, I started listening to audiobooks. And I've done pretty well. I've listened to a lot more books than I had been reading in a while.
And I guess that's something I definitely should give a try to.
Yeah.
I feel like kind of guilty as it is. Like I felt guilty when I went from actual book to iPad. I felt guilty, like, I can't believe I'm reading this here. You know, I felt like it had to be a book, but I'm going to broaden my sight and I'm going to do it. I'm going to listen to a book.
Yeah, give it a try. There's either through your library, sometimes they have they have audiobooks that you can check out. If they don't, I know a few different places do free audiobooks for like a month, like a subscription for like a month. That's how I got started. I'm not plugging anybody because, you know, if you want me to plug you, you have to sponsor us. But there are options out there to get either 14 days or 30 days of a free trial and see how you like it.
Yes. So there you go, Hellodies. You've gotten a little glimpse at who our new team member is for Hello You at Podcast. Again, like I said, I am super excited to bring in Angelina. I love having the dynamics of being someone else, giving their insight, giving their input. You know, you're not just hearing from me. And I do appreciate that she has this broad experience coming from a graphic designer to QA. Because to me, it's like, man, in my mind, those two are so separate. You know what I mean?
They are.
Oh, very creative, very analytical.
They
you
have
know?
Nothing to do with each other. Ended up in QA kind of by accident. But I loved it. It was
nice.
Breaking stuff was brought me a lot of joy. I loved it. And I always thought my developers hated me, but they actually, we got along pretty well. So I learned, they taught me a lot of things. So
who would hate you, girl? Who would hate you?
Well, I can get annoying when I'm like, no, that's wrong. Push it back. No, that's wrong.
Okay.
That's when they were like, don't know if I like you so much.
Okay. I'll give them that. Okay, so Angelina, where can our Hellodies find you on social media?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't really do the socials. I will try to have something for you next week, or next month, I should say. I will try to be better about my Twitter. So I will plug that next time.
All right. All right. So she will have access to Twitter, guys. So you will find Santalina on Twitter. Well, this wraps up episode 1 of season 3. Meet our new Hello UX team member, Angelina Garcia. Looking forward to having Angelina bring in her special take and contribution to this podcast. And I'm sure all our Hellodies are going to appreciate it as well. This wraps up episode 1 of season 3, where you got to meet our new UX team member, Angelina Garcia. But what can you expect for the rest of the season?
So this season, we'll be bringing you different paths, one user experience. Well, we'll bring different experts from various roles that contribute to the user experience, such as customer service experience, conversational design, instructional design. Can you think of any others, Jasmine?
Yeah, how about gaming UX, interaction design? And the last one, which I'm very excited about, UX writer, we actually have to give a shout out to Noriani, who left us an Apple Podcast review, where she asked, any love for UX writers? I'd love to hear how they help contribute to the work of a UX designer. So Noriani, here's to you and for your suggestion. Next episode, we'll be tackling this by having our own UX writer guest that will talk to our Hellodies about what UX writing is and what it entails. So we're looking so forward to that episode.
I'm very excited. I can't wait to hear what our writer has to say.
Yes, and you keep giving us those reviews. You keep giving us those suggestions because those help us to know what our Hellodies want to learn and what they want to hear. So keep doing it, y'all.
Before we leave you, I would like to invite you to visit us on our website at hellox.design and find all of our social media links to follow us, like us, and leave us reviews. And also check us out on our YouTube channel and don't forget to subscribe.
If you would like to cover us a specific topic or you're just dying to give us feedback, send us a message via our social media channels or send us an email to info@hellox.design. I'll repeat, info@hellox.design. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast available on all major streaming platforms. Hey, you like what you hear? Then show us some love by becoming a sustainer. This will allow us to continue to bring you the content you're looking for and treat us to a cafecito. And like Jorgito would say,
thank you very much y muchas, muchas gracias.
And now a shout out to our sponsor, Overflow Digital. Overflow Digital, a digital agency specializing in all your professional website needs. We aim to create dynamic websites that will positively impact your business, meeting you at the crossroads of data, design, marcom, and UX.
Before we say goodbye, I'd like to leave you with a little quote that has gotten me through some good times, some bad times, and has moved me forward in my career. So I hope I don't butcher this. The quote is by Douglas Adams from the book, The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul. I may not have gone where I intended to go, but I think I may have intended where I needed to be. So this is kind of something that's gotten me through life, that through all the trials and tribulations that they were probably supposed to happen, it's gotten me to where I am. And here I am, co-hosting.
Yay.
Hello,
and
UX.
We're glad for that. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, girl. Well, everyone, we leave here. Hasta la próxima.
Bye.
Bye.